Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the Beamer Distributors Blog Talk Show. This is your show. It's designed for all Beamer distributors across the country to provide you with the latest information, training, and current events. It's a live, interactive show where we value your participation. Just hit one on your phone and we'll open your line so you can ask questions and share information and testimonials. You'll hear from individuals who are experiencing amazing results in their business and with the use of their Beamer. But remember, this information of Beamer technology is not designed to diagnose, treat, or cure any disease or ailment. These testimonials have not been evaluated or reviewed by the FDA. This call is for education only, and no medical or income claims are intended. This call is not put on by Beamer USA. It's just us, a group of independent Beamer distributors all helping one another. So grab a pen and paper, listen carefully, and get ready to learn and share. Stay tuned. The show is about to begin.
Hello, everybody, and happy Wednesday. This is Lisa Diamond. I am co-hosting today with David Olson, and we are mixing up the energy today. We're going to actually talk training tips first, and then David's going to give the announcements and take questions. So if you do know that you have a question or you have something you want to share, make sure you hit one to get into the queue so that we can get through and answer everyone's questions before the show is over. So last week, we were talking about, I think it was, 11 or 12 mistakes that people make that are pretty common mistakes. We've all done it. When sharing Beamer with somebody, and this was tips that came from the GoPro 7-day challenge that I know there were several Beamer distributors that did that 7-day challenge. And again, these were from a guy named Jefferson Santos. And so I think we left off with number 7. So when presenting Beamer to somebody, you want to always kind of give them an out, because I think a lot of times, you know, we go to friends and family first, and even though we all know that's the hardest to do when you're prospecting, but we all do it. But not giving them an out and making it comfortable for them to say, "I'm not interested." So, you know, giving somebody an out might be, you know, "Hey, I have to tell you about this medical device that I've been using." And, you know, they do this presentation on Thursdays at lunchtime, and I thought you might be interested in taking a look at it. But, you know, I also know you're busy, so if that doesn't work for you, just let me know. And then you've given them an out, or, you know, you just don't make it awkward. David, did you want to add anything to that?
Yes. You know, something I may say is, "Hey, you know, the timing may not be right for you, or this may not interest you, but you need to know about this." I will often say that.
That's a great one.
Timing may not be right for you, or you may not be interested in this, but you've got to know about it. Because, again, remember, I talk about this, how I feel like my job is to create ambassadors that understand what Beamer does. And although I care about them and I would love for them to have a Beamer in their home, it doesn't really matter to me one way or another whether they bring a Beamer into their home at this time. But as long as they know about Beamer and then they say something to somebody else and we end up changing that person's life, that's how I feel like I do my job.
Right, right. Yeah, because it might not be for them. It might not be the right time, but they might know somebody that's perfect. So,
yes.
And that's going to lead me into the next mistake, which is not exposing the device to enough people. If you keep going back to the same 5, 10, 15 people, it does get awkward and it gets really hard to sell a Beamer. So, you know, continually exposing people, you know, using the method that David just talked about, you know, you're always then you know, growing your list, you're planting a seed, and, you know, it may not be right for them right now, but, you know, they may play pickleball, twist their ankle, and all of a sudden they're going to go, but you got to just, you have to keep exposing people to it and finding new avenues, new ways, you know, new places to go and, you know, maybe set up a pop-up free Beamer sessions, and, you know, keep adding to your list, keep exposing people. David?
Yes, I mean, it can be really hard on us emotionally if we just continue hovering over the same 12 people over the course of the year. It's annoying to them, and it's frustrating to us because, you know, although I believe Beamer is for everybody, not everybody's right for Beamer, you know, either timing-wise or just psychologically. It's not for them. And so it's really important to continue just talking to new people because it keeps you more optimistic and fresh, and it's way less annoying for the 12 people that you originally introduced Beamer to that obviously are not interested right now, right?
Right. Perfect. Which leads into the next mistake that we all make is not one size does not fit all. And so you may have kind of your feel or your presentation down, and it's the same every single time. And it doesn't resonate with some people because they don't understand. You know, maybe you're somebody that was like, yeah, you know how I used to be exhausted all the time and I just had really low energy and, you know, and you may be talking to the Energizer Bunny. They can't even relate to you. They don't even know what that feels like. So one size does not fit all. You need to be able to learn how to present Beamer in a way that's going to resonate with the person that you're talking to or the people that you're talking to. And, you know, I say all the time, like, yes, you need a compelling story and you have your initial Beamer story on how you were introduced to it and why you were introduced to it. But if you've been in the business for a while, you have multiple testimonials and, you know, multiple things have happened to you over the course of that time. You know, maybe it's somebody that, you know, is a little weary of spending the money, and you know, maybe you were weary of spending the money too, so you can relate that to them, but always find some way present that's going to resonate with them, that's going to, it's going to mean something to them, and you know, take you to the next step of getting them on a Beamer and doing a Beamer session. David?
Yes, and I made the big mistake years ago, and I talk about this a lot, how I would go so deep into a science presentation with everybody I talked to about Beamer until they're just looking like a deer in the headlights, you know, and I'm putting them to sleep. And we've talked a lot this year, starting with our national conference, about how stories, you know, facts tell, stories sell. And going back to your personal story with passion and conviction is really one of the best things we can do in sharing Beamer. You know, my story is just not that compelling, in my opinion, because I went into Beamer with such great health. I didn't have this real wow experience other than my depth of sleep went way up in my first 6 weeks. And so I need to continue sharing that because, of course, depth of sleep is one of the biggest issues facing most Americans, is that so many people are not getting good sleep. And I have a business partner on the call right now, and she has such an incredible story from a ski accident a couple years ago and how Beamer changed her life, you know. And, you know, people with stories like that, use them to your advantage. Go ahead, Lisa.
Definitely. Yeah, definitely. So that leads into the next mistake is people don't track their no's. And you know, David uses a tracking system, an accountability tracking system. I have one that I use. If you know, and and this is, I don't want to sound like it's just about the numbers, but it is about the numbers. If you know that every 10 no's you're going to get a yes, you're going to go out and get those no's so that you can get the next yes. And if you don't know what that number is, like I've introduced it to 5 people this week, everybody said no. Next week, I introduced it to 15 people before I got a yes. And keep track of those numbers, because then the no's will not bother you as much, because you're getting to the next yes. And in the process, you are making connection with people, and you are exposing Beamer to people may not need it right this second or can't do it right this second. So keep track of the no's. David?
Yes. So, think about a Major League Baseball player, batting 300 and making millions of dollars for striking out 700 out of every 1,000 times at bat. You create a ratio. The more exposures that you make, there's going to be a certain percentage of people that get it. They think like you. They understand blood flow. Maybe they've been looking at microcirculation. And so, there's a great book out there, Go for No. And it talks specifically about this. The more no's you get, the more likely you're going to change somebody's life. And then think about all those no's and how many ambassadors you've created that understand what Beamer does. And if you've done your job the right way, they're probably going to say something to somebody someday because of their knowledge that you created. The Beamer wasn't right for them at that time, but they say something to somebody else, and you end up changing somebody's life because of all the no's that you've already got. Does that make sense?
It does to me.
Yeah.
Okay, so that leads us to the last one, and this there's
two more, actually.
Oh,
not following
okay.
up and third-party validation.
Oh, okay, right. Okay, so not following up, favorite subject. To follow up. Follow up is in the fortune. And, we're all guilty of this. I have people that I sold Beamers to as customers, 4 years ago, and I haven't talked to them in 2 years. Like, we're all guilty of that. But if you can just... even with past customers, with any distributors in your downline, make a conscious effort to just start following up and reaching out. And if you run into somebody and you promise to send them information, have all your information in a place where you can readily get it. You don't have to log into the back office and where was that? What was it called? Like, get yourself together and get yourself organized and have a system of follow-up. And maybe, you meet a new prospect and, you have some sort of an email campaign drip that you could send them, every few days or, once a week, send them a little something. If they don't want the email, they're going to unsubscribe. Okay. So you're not bothering them. They may or may not be opening it, but they're going to see your name over and over again. And then just, stay with them, because you never know when the time is going to be right for them and they're going to pick up the phone and call you. But follow up with everybody, your prospects, your customers, and your distributors. David?
Lisa, I got interrupted and I missed part of what you were saying. I apologize. But... did you talk about asking permission to follow up with people?
I did not mention that, but go ahead. That's a great topic.
It's a good thing to do because, if we ask permission, hey, can I follow up with you? I know timing's not right now, but if I find something that may be relevant to what you're going through or there's some new information on Beamer, is it okay if I send it out to you? And otherwise, can I just check back in 3 months? Because you never know if circumstances change. And most people will say, yeah, sure, no problem. I mean, very rarely will they say, no, please do not follow up. And so if you do that, when you are following up, now you're just being a professional.
because, you know, sometimes we get self-conscious that we're, you know, we're being a pest, or we're trying to be a salesperson, and we're chasing people, and it makes us feel self-conscious. And however, if we do ask for permission going into the whole process, and they say, yeah, sure, well, now you're just being professional. You're following up like you said you would, and it doesn't make you feel like you're chasing somebody. I hope that makes sense to the audience.
Yeah.
And then lastly, Lisa.
Is it the third party?
Yes.
Okay. This is part of our 283, is the third party validation. And a lot of people do not do this. And I don't know why. I think we let our egos get in the way that we know more about it than anybody else. But the third party validation isn't about what you know or you don't know. What it is they're hearing from someone else, the Beamer story, the, you know, the benefits of Beamer. They're hearing it from someone else, from an expert, and you're teaching someone that's pretty easy to do. Like, all she did was send me a 2-minute video, and then she sent me an 8-minute video, and then she put me on the phone with David. Like, I could do that. So that's the 283. It's that third party validation. And maybe it's not a person. Maybe it's an I Decide presentation. Maybe, you know, it's putting them in front of somebody else in the company to show the validity and the strength of the company. And David, with that, before you say anything, because I have to run, I am sitting in a parking lot to do a Beamer presentation to a chiropractor's office. So I just want to wish everybody a very happy, happy, happy Thanksgiving. Hug the ones you love, and we'll be back next Wednesday. Thanks, David.
Thanks, Lisa. Have a great Thanksgiving. So with what Lisa just ended with, a 30-part validation, one good option is using Testimonial Tuesday. You know, we've got the recordings on blogtalkradio.com/BeamerIBDS. And if we're too busy during the day to listen to it live, it really pays to listen to it on our own time later, because there may be a testimonial that's very relevant to an individual that you're talking to about Beamer. And that would be another form of third-party validation, where you just get them to go to that website and listen to this particular episode on this such and such date, and here's the title of the episode, and you know, be prepared to fast forward to minute 15 and hear Deborah Murphy's testimonial, for example. And we have these two organizational managers that spoke to us on our manager's call on Monday night, Lisa Moore and Leslie Fox. And I envy their situation because they're partners in life and they're both organizational managers. And so obviously they're each incredible experts on Beamer, but they have the advantage of, if one of them has piqued somebody's curiosity and has started walking them through the educational process, she finally takes herself out of the equation and just says, "Go, those are great questions. You know, let me get my business partner, Leslie Fox, in touch with you, and she can answer your questions." And takes herself out of it and turns the person over to somebody else. And it's that third party validation. It's that triangle of trust. And psychologically, it just gives the Beamer that much more validation for somebody. I made a huge mistake, and I still struggle with not doing this as well as I need to, is, you know, being the end-all person in the educational process with a prospect. And, you know, if they are interested in perhaps sharing Beamer as well as a distributor, if you're the person that takes them through the whole process and you have so much knowledge, they may be intimidated and think, oh my gosh, you know, I could never do what she does. She knows so much. However, like Lisa said, if you pique somebody's curiosity, you send them the 8-minute story, and then you turn them over to somebody else to answer the questions, the person may think, gosh, you know, all David did was pique my curiosity and send me this 8-minute video, and then he got me on the phone with somebody else. I can do that, and it, becomes way more duplicatable. Everybody hit one on your phone. Today is whatever Wednesday. We can talk about anything. We don't have to talk about these training topics that we have been discussing. This is an open forum for anything Beamer related. But I do want to go through some quick announcements. Usually we start the call this way, but we want Lisa to be able to participate before she had her appointment. We are closed tomorrow, of course, for Thanksgiving. Happy Thanksgiving, everybody. And we will be closing early Friday, 3 p.m. Pacific, to send the employees home for a long weekend. January 9th, we're going to have a kickoff of 2021 on a Saturday. We'll have a national Beamer call. Of course, the Senior in 60 promotion is still happening, so if somebody becomes a distributor now until December 31st, they have 60 days to become a senior, and they're going to earn a $1,000 bonus. And the 60 days doesn't start until the month after they start. So if they started on December 2nd, the 60 days won't start, that clock won't start until January 2nd. So they've got nearly 90 days to become a senior and earn a $1,000 bonus. And somebody could come in on December 31st, and they're going to have that Senior in 60 promotion available to them. And, of course, we have the Dash for Cash to finish out this quarter. Four Beamers between September 1st and December 31st is a $600 bonus. Six Beamers is $1,500. Eight Beamers is $2,500. And we do have academies coming up in mid-December. We have three. One is a Friday-Saturday academy. I believe that is Central Time. One is a Saturday-Sunday. That is Mountain Time. Then Bettina and myself and her daughter Nora are teaching one for Saturday Sabbath Keepers on Sunday, Monday, the 13th and 14th of December. Those are our announcements today. And, you know, if we don't have anybody hit one on their phone and rise in the queue, we certainly don't have to just listen to me talk for the next 20 minutes and give further training topics. Okay, we do have a caller, area code 509-939. You're live on Blog Talk.
Hi, David. It's Debbie Beard.
Oh, my gosh, Debbie, how are you?
I listen to you all the time, but I'm on the run. I was actually running to my car. I hope you can hear me. I'm going to an appointment.
I can hear you great. Thank you. Happy Thanksgiving.
You too. I was just listening and gave a really quick text to some new distributors who I wanted to hear. They might be listening, but you were talking about that three-way, and I remember when I was first introduced to Beamer, my girlfriend, who's probably second or third person Bettina ever signed up, she told me about the Beamer. This was in 2012. She told me about the Beamer before we ever had the whole 283, any paperwork, any brochures,
right.
Nothing. And,
mm-hmm.
you know, I thought, just like you, she was trying to sell me something. I had my guard up. And then she is Bettina. Bettina came over to my house and was the not three-way call, but in person. Bettina told me
right.
her story. And I listened to it, you know, her aches and discomforts, etc. But it wasn't until I started really struggling like 3 months down the road that my girlfriend knew about it. She contacted me again. And then Bettina did some sessions on me, and that's how I got started. But I was thinking about the three-way call, and it wasn't actually a three-way call, but it was very similar. And one of the things that I think is really cool, we used to go to academies, and we will again. But when I was in academies, I would listen to people's personal testimonies, and at the break time, I would go up to them and I would ask them if they would be willing to give me their business card. I wrote on the back of the card basically their story. I might say sugar issues, if you know what I mean, dash, you
mm-hmm.
know, the number. Then if I
sure.
if I came up with somebody, if it came up with a person that had that same issue, I would contact them and ask that distributor if they would be willing to share. So thinking of people that are distributors, but also people that are customers. I just did that recently with a couple. Would you be willing to share your story with someone else? So keep it in mind, when you hear customer customer stories or distributor stories, to get those written down and have them in recall, almost in a category. It's kind of what I like to do, a category of sugar issues, heart issues, whatever, you know what I'm saying. And
right. Sure.
That's a great way. But anyway, I just wanted to add my little 2 cents.
Thanks, Deborah. We appreciate that feedback. And it is a great suggestion to use other people's stories. The distributors will know how to give a compliant testimonial. The customers, we just have to coach them a little bit about not talking about disease states and drugs and not using the word pain. But you're right. But it does have to be live. It can't be recorded. So for our audience to understand, we can't record somebody's testimonial. We have to do a three-way call and get it on live. The difference between the recorded Tuesday testimonial blog call is it has been reviewed by compliance. And so that's why we can use that recording. But otherwise, these do have to be live phone calls and just in the form of a three-way call.
Yeah. The actual story
Great
I did
idea,
give to
Deborah.
One individual was a clip. I gave her a clip of a testimonial that was on Beamer Saturday, and it related to her really well. But the other is definitely true. I had to tell her. She knew that she had a 60-minute, 90-second. No, I did 60-minute, 60-second, you know. But anyway, I'll let you go. Happy Thanksgiving.
Thanks, Deborah.
We are blessed.
Have a great day yesterday.
We are blessed. All right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. I did a three-way call yesterday with a chiropractor in Jackson Hole, and she knows Beamer really well, but she did a great job of taking herself out of the equation, doing a three-way call with me. I answered questions. I talked about some of the fundamentals behind Beamer. I tried to use my two ears and my one mouth in that order and just tried to listen, find out what this person was going through. And it was just a simple, like, 2 or 3 minute conversation. And of course, afterwards, I got a phone call from the chiropractor and the lady ordered a Beamer yesterday afternoon. So I can't emphasize enough how the third party validation is so important. Area code 530557. 530-557, you're live on Blog Talk.
Good morning, David. It's Bridget from California.
Hi, Bridget.
Great call. Hi. Wonderful training. Thank you so much. I have a question about the Dash December, whatever. A person enrolls and they personally purchase 3 Beamers, let's just say, would those 3 go towards the 4? Okay. That was my question.
So the first one will not, because that qualifies them as a junior, and those points go up.
Mm-hmm.
But the additional Beamers, absolutely. So any personal Beamer purchase, those points count towards the 4 or 6 or 8 units for Dash for Dash.
Okay, great.
Good question.
That was my question. Thanks so much. Have
a
wonderful Thanksgiving.
Thank you. You too. Happy Thanksgiving. I want to shout out to Deborah Murphy. Glad you're on the call today, Deborah. Sandra in Houston. You're live on Blog Talk.
I am. I got on the call a little late. So happy Thanksgiving. And
happy
I have an inquiry.
Yes.
So this is based on what I recall from my training at academies and things like that. So on our applicators, on the B spot, it is always, I believe, on high.
Correct.
You know,
no matter what the arrow key says, no matter what the high-low arrow says, the B spot is always high.
So that's perfect. That's what this question came up in my mind as I'm working with the Beamer Go. And have a rental out. And I was like, what? So setting is on low and somebody is using the spot, it's still going to be on high. Is that correct?
Yes, 10.5 microtesla to 105 microtesla through the 10 intensity levels. That's correct.
Excellent. Well, that is so good to know.
Okay.
And the high-low button only affects, in the United States today, the B pad, the belt. It's the only thing that can be adjusted. Now, the B sit, not available in the United States right now, but will be. That's the only other device that can be adjusted high or low. The B pad, the belt, and the B and the seat. And then in the B body, the full body applicator, when it's available again in the United States, and of course it's available in the other 41 countries right now, it is always low no matter what the arrow key says.
Yeah. Well, you caused me to think of something else. I'll just pass this along. I just had a repair done on the plug for a B body. Thank God they were able to fix it. But it was interesting when I got it back for my customer. I said, well, let me test it. Well, the new plug, you know how our plugs have got the logo on the top so you can feel that you're putting it in correctly? You get the little ridge of the Beamer logo. The repair plug, it has that on both sides. So I was plugging it in to test it, and it was pushing me away. My brain said, oh, no. And then I turned it over. And anyway, so just in case somebody gets a repair and they're listening, don't freak out.
Great. Thanks, Sandra. Thanks for calling in, and happy Thanksgiving.
Okay. Happy Thanksgiving.
Bye-bye. Area code 801-473. 801-473. You're live on Blog Talk.
Hi, David. This is Cindy Parkinson. Happy Thanksgiving.
Hi, Cindy. Congratulations. 10 Beamers during the Dash for Cash. You stud.
Oh,
changed 10
people's
lives. Way to go.
Incentive, so...
Yes.
I had to work hard during that. So
I'm too behind you. I'm nipping at your heels.
I know. Somebody sent me a congratulations. She said, did you see your name on the thing for selling 10 Beamers? I'm like, yeah, but the unfortunate thing was 9 of them were in October. I need to get to work. So I just wanted to add my 2 cents on the three-way validation. What I do is when I'm listening to Blog Talk, I take notes, and I take those notes in my phone. I have an iPhone, so I do it during the note app. I don't know about ones that aren't an iPhone, but, for example, yesterday Janine texted me and was asking me if I knew anyone who had a certain issue, and then I can just go to my notes on the Blog Talk, and I can put that issue in the search bar, and it pulled up somebody from like August 11th of 2020 and somebody from February whatever of, you know. And so I just think Blog Talk is just such a great resource, and I also did that with the when we had say the Beamer experience. We have a recording of it, and I don't remember if it's Pure Living Secrets or where we have the recording, but I took notes on that, and I had like at such and such minute it was Judd Milhon, and then at another time it was so and so, and then the problem with that is they updated that. Now it's a different Beamer experience and different testimonials. But I did do that also. I took notes with the 2-hour customer appreciation, and it's just really nice to be able. Sometimes people can't listen to the 2 hours. But if I can send them the recording and say, forward this to minute, 1 hour and 4 minutes, you'll hear this. And so it's work, but it really proves to be beneficial with always having that at your disposal. So anyway, thank you for Blog Talk, for the topics you always cover. I just always benefit from it. So I just want to wish everyone a happy Thanksgiving and tell everyone how grateful I am to be a part of Beamer and the Beamer family and be around positive people and just for the relationships that I've established as a result of it.
Thanks, Cindy. We're grateful we have you on the team. And that was some great tips. I do the same thing. The medical panel Q&A from our national convention 2 years ago, I have that as an MP4 file, and it's one of the three things I send out to everybody. I use the green screen video,
I use the Beamer 8-minute story, and I do send out that MP4 file of that medical Q&A panel, and I, in the body of the email, I say fast forward to minute 5 and watch the 6 minutes with Dr. Doug DeOrio, because he does such a great kind of broad brush observation of Beamer and wellness. So we have another caller, 717-656. You're live on Blog Talk. 717-656. You're live on Blog Talk. Going once, going twice. Maybe somebody mistakenly hit one on their phone. So, if we don't have any more questions today, I just want to wish everybody a great Thanksgiving. We have so much to be grateful for because of this gift that keeps on giving. And be safe and make some good decisions these next few days. And we look forward to talking to you in a week, everyone. And we'll conclude whatever Wednesday, November 25th. Bye-bye.
Today's show was brought to you by an independent group of Beamer distributors who are committed to helping you find success in your business. We're all part of a bigger mission to bring this amazing technology to a market that so desperately needs it. We'll be back again really soon. Until then, here's to your health.